Blog Talk Radio.
Be with the youth from the ages before we proceed from a camp. We are recording live today from the West Community Baptist Church in Detroit, Michigan. And today's show, we are going to talk about promoting peace. We have a few readings and Bible verses on peace, so we hope you guys enjoy it, and thanks for tuning in. But before we get started, we will have our opening prayer done by Daniel Codwell. Come on, Daniel. Yay.
Lord, we thank you for this day. Lord, we pray for a good radio show. In Jesus' name, I pray, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Daniel. And before we get started with the show, we are going to play one of our songs for today. And today's song is by Bishop Paul S. Vortis, Let It Rain. So enjoy the song, and we will be right back.
Get into the very essence of God. Nothing else matters, you know. In fact, I want you to find yourself right in the holy of holies. I'm in His presence. While I'm there thanking Him, I know that I have a right. Whatever I need, He will supply. I believe tonight somebody just wants Him to open up the windows of heaven for you. Let it rain. Send out your blessings, Lord. I just need you to move in this place tonight. He's doing it right now. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Thank you.
Okay, and with that, and that was our song of the day by Bishop Paul S. Martin, Let It Rain. Do we enjoy that song? Okay, next we will have our Bible verses on peace led by
Mr. Qmar Cotwell and Maya Cowell, one of our producers today. So the first Bible verse will come from Psalm 72, verse 3.
The mountains shall bring peace to the people. As will them. Bye.
Psalm 72, verse 7.
In these days shall the righteous flourish, and abundance of peace so long as the moon endures.
Okay. And Psalm 83, verse 1.
Keep not thou silence, O God. Hold not thy peace, and be not still, O God.
Okay. And next we'll have Maya, and she'll be reading Psalms 109, verse 1.
Hold not thee peace, O God of mine.
And Psalms 120, verse 6.
My soul has wronged thee what? With how that will have peace.
Okay, and the last one comes from Psalm 120, verse 7. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are of war. And let's give a hand clap for our Bible verses. You can do better than that. Okay, and next, here for the Angels Performing for Peace Summer Camp. It's basically promoting peace. We do that in praise, dance, and activities. And we took a pledge at the beginning of the summer camp, and it's called There's One Way to Stop Bullying. Just don't do it. Because so many of us go through this at our schools, adults may go through it in their everyday lives at work or et cetera. And we know of some kids we heard in the news that have committed suicide or just gave up because they were bullied by other kids in their school. So we're promoting peace and, against bullying because if you have gone through that, it's not a good feeling, right? And this is why I always say you should get along with each other, pray for each other, not argue. Don't I say that all the time? So we took a pledge at the beginning of the school year, and Noah is going to read that pledge. There's one way to stop bullying. Just don't do it. Come on, Noah.
There's one way to stop bullying. Just don't do it. I will not bully others. I will not leave anyone out. I will help others beginning bullying. If I cannot stop a bully, I will tell an adult. I care. I can help. I can make a change. I will stand up for what's right. The end of bullying will begin with me.
Okay, let's give Joel a better hand clap here. Isn't that what we stand for? Okay, and right now I'm going to report our upcoming events. First, this past Sunday, we had the Blessed Community Baptist Church Youth Day, the Young Entrepreneurs for Christ presentation. And that was a success, wasn't it?
Yeah!
So we want to thank everyone who came and supported the youth and purchased things as they presented their businesses. We had quite a few businesses. We had the John Mayle Snow Cones, Terrell's Popcorn Stand, Maya's Smiley Face Store, Jolin's Boutique, Chauncey's Toy for a Child of God, Jonathan's Flower Garden. We had Daniel's Kitchen Shack, which he sold out fast. We had Qmar's Bookstore and Justin's Christian Bible Store and a few other things. So let's give ourselves a hand clap and thank everyone who came out. And Carolyn, who's not here today, Carolyn's bakery. We had other kids who aren't here today who participated. But let's give ourselves a hand clap. I'll take you better than that. Are you happy? Okay, so our next upcoming event on August 30th at
the Blessed Community Church again, every Friday, 11 o'clock a.m. We will have our end of the summer camp program, and we're getting ready for that now with more praying spaces. And also, a part of the Angels Performing for Peace, the kids have an option of writing their own book. So we have a few kids who decided to write their own book. So they're going to have their book signed on that day immediately after service. And also a few kids from Angels Educational Center, they're going to have their graduation that day. And we're going to be presenting our awards to the participants of the Angels Performing for Peace Summer Camp. So we hope that you guys can join us on that day, and our listeners. Again, that will be at Blessed Community Baptist Church at 11 o'clock a.m. So don't we invite everyone to come?
Yeah!
Okay. And I'm going to introduce everyone, our youth that's here with us today for our radio show. We have Daniel Codwell, who did our opening prayer. Say hello.
Hello.
And Josh joined us this week. Say hello, Josh.
Hello.
We have Chauncey.
Hello.
And we have Jonathan here, who's going to be doing our closing prayer.
Hi.
We have Maya. She's our producer every week, and she's always on her job. Say hello, Maya.
Hello.
And we have Joan, who read our Do Not Bully pledge. Say hello.
Hi.
We have Mr. Kumar. Say hello.
Hi.
Miss Pam is with us.
Hello.
And we have Justin, who's here, but he's currently not in us. But let's say hello for him. Okay, and for the last few minutes of our show, we have two songs of the day. So we're going to take a break, and our next song comes from Smokey Norfolk, I Understand. So enjoy this song, and we will be right back with our closing prayer.
Sometimes I feel like feels like my chest just ain't good enough. Lord, if you hear me, I'm calling you. Do you marry? Do you care all about what I'm doing? And then it's one more day, one more step. See, I'm preparing you for my life. Thank you.
second song of the day, our last song for the show today, which is by Smokey Norfolk, I Understand. And we did read some Bible verses on peace, but I wanted to go over a few more. And I'll be reading from Psalms 120, verse 6. My soul hath long dwelt with him, with peace. And Psalm 122, verse 6. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. And our last one will come from Psalm 85, verse 10. Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Let's give a hand clap for our second part of our Bible verses, which all came from Psalms on peace. Hand clap, please. Okay, before we close out, so basically our show, we have Bible verses on peace, and part of Angels Performing for Peace, we promote peace, like I stated. We are up against bullying each other in school, and we just pray for each other because we know it's hard. We have about 3 more weeks till school starts, so we just pray for a good school year. If you see anybody being bullied or talk about, always report it to your teacher. Because you never know what that child who's being bullied, what they're going through. So it's important to what? Report it to your teacher. And make sure that you don't bully or talk about each other, correct?
Yes.
Q-Mark?
Yes.
Do we agree with that?
Yes.
Okay. And for our last part of the show, we will have Mr. Jonathan Kingsley with our closing prayer. But before we have our closing prayer, I want to invite everyone who listened today to please tune in next Wednesday, same time, 11:30 a.m., blogtalkradio.com/blessfiradio, or you can call in to listen, area code 607-203-5494. We will have our special guest, Christian author Shamiko Milley. She has written 2 Christian books, and she will be on with us next week. So are we excited for that? So everyone who tuned in today, please tune in next week. It'll be a great and important show, correct?
Yeah!
So now we have our closing prayer done by Mr. Jonathan Finley. He's also one of our producers, and he records our show with us on sometimes. So let's give him our undivided attention as he does our closing prayer.
Dear Lord, we thank you for the later show. We pray for us. Listeners and the youth, we pray for peace, and Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. And that was a great prayer, Jonathan. And again, we pray for peace, and we promote peace, right?
Yes.
So let's thank everyone for tuning in. Say thank you.
Thank you.
And we hope that you tune in again next week, 11:30 a.m., with our special guest, Shamiko Milley. Until then, take care and be blessed.
Yeah.